What are your thoughts about the combination of a TKI like erlotinib with bevacizumab?
I think there's a lot of empiric rationale to do that. I mean, it's two active drugs, totally different side effect profiles, totally different mechanisms of action. I mean, all the reasons we choose drugs to work, we choose to combine drugs empirically, we have here. But I'm unaware of any kind of scientific rationale beyond the empiric that putting these two together. I mean, clearly you can do it. Many of us do that routinely.
In what situations?
People use it in second-line therapy. This was much more common before Bev was more widely available, that you've had a patient who had progressed on standard therapy and you're giving a lot of second-line, people would give a lot of bevacizumab. We also are using it in some patients up front that are candidates for both drugs. It makes sense, I think, to do that, particularly if you have somebody with a mutation or a clinical scenario that suggests a high likelihood of mutation, like a woman who's an ever-smoker. She has at least a 50-50 chance of having a mutation. It would make sense to give that person chemo plus bevacizumab. And the safety is pretty clear in the studies that were done.